glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
We are so pleased, so very pleased, to have this opportunity today to share these songs and the Word of God with you. We are praying that it provides a rich blessing as you listen to the beauty of the songs of praise and the teaching of God's holy Word. In all that we do, our hope is to glorify Jesus Christ as our Lord and to share Him with you as our Savior. If you do not know Jesus in this way, we present this program with a desire to help you come to know our Jesus as we know Him.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I can do.
Make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
When Jesus was teaching his followers one day, he spoke of the pride and self-righteousness of some of the Jews. Here are a few of his words. Everything they do is done for men to see. They love the place of honor at banquets and the important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to have men call them rabbi. And now we listen to the instructions that Jesus gives to his own disciples. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have only one master, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called teacher, for you have one teacher, the Christ. The greatest among you will be your servant. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. These scriptures come from the 23rd chapter of Matthew, verses 5 through 11. From this passage, it is obvious that Jesus did not want those who would serve in the leadership of his church to be distinguished among all his followers. None of the Lord's disciples should seek to be exalted through any titles of honor. Another passage comes from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, and here Jesus says, "Be careful not to do your acts of kindness before men to be seen by men." He goes on to tell us that our Heavenly Father sees what we do. He will reward us accordingly. The pride of life is that which promotes an exalting of self and our acts of righteousness. Well, there are a number of passages of Scripture that teach us as followers of Jesus to be humble in nature. Most of us will first think of the words found in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." This is one of the many character traits that Jesus would have every disciple develop. James uses an old proverb to support his teachings about humility. He quotes, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." And then he teaches us, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." The Apostle Peter adds his instructions to Christians as he writes in his own letter almost the identical words that we find in James. Peter wrote, "All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Jesus exemplified humility in such an impressive way. Paul captures it for us in the letter that he wrote to Christians in the city of Philippi. He is encouraging Christ's disciples to take on the very same nature as Jesus. And so let's read together from Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. "Therefore, if any of you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus is Christ the Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus exemplified this wonderful humility that was shared by these Christian writers, sharing with us that we too must humble ourselves before God. And I share these inspired words about the nature of humility and the danger of sinful pride so that we can heed the warning from God. Pride will tear us down. Humility will lift us up. The call of Christ leads us to live humbly before our Almighty God. Living humbly before Him is one very special way of showing our respect and giving reverence to our Heavenly Father.
You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the sea. You are Lord of the heavens before there was time, and Lord of all lords you will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all lords you will be. You are King of creation and King of my life, King of the land and the sea. You are King of the heavens before there was time, and King of all kings you will be. We bow down and we crown you the King. We bow down and we crown you the King. We bow down and we crown you the King. King of all kings you will be.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.